This is Space Kate, and I'm in Aachen in Germany, and we're here for the Association of Space Explorers conference, and there's a big event happening here in the square, and the sun is shining, there's a stage waiting for around 80 astronauts from around the world to come and join us. But before they get here, I've just picked this chap out of the crowd, not just because he looked random, but because he's wearing a t-shirt, and there's a whole group of them wearing their rocket science t-shirts. So, Chris, tell me a bit about who you are, and are you really a rocket scientist?
We're not really rocket scientists, but we're a team of 8 students. We developed an experiment for a sounding rocket, which was launched 2 months ago in Kiruna in northern Sweden. And our experiment was a technology demonstration of a Drexel mechanism.
And for those out there who might not know what that is, just give us a one sentence. What do you mean by a Drexel?
It's a Drexel is a thin gossamer structure, 2 square meters big in our case, and the motivation of the development of such Drexels is to use them for deorbiting of satellites which are not used anymore.
And, to save on getting too much space debris.
Exactly.
And so, why did you have to test it? I mean, does it work on Earth? Can you just test it on Earth?
That's exactly the point. On Earth, we have big problems with such lightweight structures due to gravity. So the friction is very high, and often the deployment doesn't function very well. And so we used the opportunity of a sounding rocket of the boundary conditions which the sounding rocket offers, which are reduced gravity and lower drag in 80 kilometers altitude, to test it under more realistic conditions.
So did you actually deploy the sail?
Yes, we did. In 81 kilometers, and it worked. Everything worked very well, and we monitored it by several cameras.
So a resounding success from the sounding rocket. What happens next? What's the next stage for you?
The next step will be to integrate our little sail mechanism into a CubeSat, a real CubeSat that will be orbiting the Earth, and then to demonstrate the actual mechanism of the Drexel to deorbit a satellite within a certain period of time, and to show the effect which this Drexel has to reduce the remaining time of the satellite.
Which, as we know, is a very big issue at the moment. Increasingly so, space debris is causing a problem. So it sounds like you could be onto something. Where can we find out more about your work?
You can find us in the internet. Our website is www.spacesailors.de, and you can also like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. You can actually see the video of our deployment on YouTube if you like. We'd really appreciate it.
Excellent. Well, we'll have a look out for it. The music started. The astronauts must be coming soon. So I'll say thank you ever so much, and good luck for next time.
Thank you.